we did, it was cancer awareness, and they were able to record who they were raising money for cancer research. Nice. So they were able to have their message on the board, which was pretty cool.
Hello, and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner, here with Matt Anderson. Today, we're joined by Keith Turner, Activities Director at Hibbing High School. He's going to share about their new outdoor video display, how it's impacting multiple sports and events, and how it's made a difference for their students. We're here today with Keith. Keith, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Obviously, Matt's here with me.
Hello, Keith.
Hey.
And we're here to talk to you about Hibbing High School and some of the things you have going on. But before we get too far in, can you tell us about your background and your position at Hibbing?
Yep. So before I started at Hibbing High School, ISD 701, I coached collegiately football at a two-year at Vermilion Community College, at a four-year school also, University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, and at University of Minnesota Duluth, and then finished my coaching career at Fond du Lac Tribal and Community College, and then just went into administration. And now for the last 3 years, I've been at Hibbing High School.
Awesome. Did you play a lot of sports growing up too? Kind of, you've been doing a lot of coaching. Was sports just kind of always of your upbringing, or how did you kind of get into that field in the first place?
Yeah. So I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, and we probably played everything from baseball to basketball, ran track in the street. Probably the one thing that everybody played in my neighborhood was football. So I did play football in high school. I ran track, and then I played collegiately. I played football.
Nice. And through that, you said you were coaching. Did you always kind of have a plan to go to the administrative side, or did that just kind of happen naturally as you were getting to the end of your coaching career?
Yeah, it just kind of happened naturally because I at the 1 2-year school I was at, they needed a dean of students, and I was the AD, head football coach, and the president asked me if I wouldn't mind stepping in for a year, and then that ended up being about 5 years.
So, nice. That was a quick step in.
Yeah.
So. And then you must have liked that then. Kind of how was it getting the activities director job at Hibbing High School, and kind of what all does that entail? Like, what are your roles and responsibilities there?
To be totally honest with you, I thought, oh, it's just going to be athletics. That's no big deal, but it entails a lot more from our drama department. Our band, choir, and I love it all. Our speech, robotics. We offer a ton of activities for our students, and they all kind of fall under my umbrella.
So you weren't ready for that. It sounds like it was more like, I think this is sports, but you've got so many different things. It covers mm-hmm. all kind of live events or school competitions or anything kind of maybe a school event related. Is that right?
Yeah, so anything that would fall under the umbrella under the Minnesota High School League is under us. And to give you an example, so my first year, I didn't know I was in charge of drama, and our drama coach comes and goes, we've never had anybody from the athletic department be in a play. And I told her, I said, if you give me a part, I'll be in the play. And it was Shakespeare, A Fortnight. Okay. And luckily I read that in high school. I didn't remember it, but
you're familiar with it.
I was familiar with it. And as I was sitting in and they were putting makeup on, I told her, I said, you know, last year this time, I never thought I'd be sitting in a room getting makeup put on my face.
I bet not.
So, but no, it was good, though. It was really good to see how hard those students work and how much they put into it to put on a production. And I was just in awe at how talented those kids are.
Well, I mean, you completely flipped the script on that then, from them going about not getting much interaction with the athletic side, and you being playing a role in the play like that, that's a great way to dive in there. Now it kind of makes more sense. I think when you hear the title, right, you're thinking athletics director, but the more and more already we're talking to you, the activities director sounds way more fitting for this.
Yeah, and it is. I try to tell all of our coaches and advisors, I go, I want to be a part of your program. I might not be able to be there every day or put in as much as you want at a activity, but I truly want to be a part of it and help your program grow and help them grow in their profession. So
real quickly, how did that play turn out? Did you guys get a big audience for this? Are you reprising the role again, or what's your acting career looking like?
Well, I think I'm going to be in the play next fall, but we did get some big crowds in there, and yeah, my wife and three kids made fun of me because they were like, oh, they were a little embarrassed, but I said, hey, if you can't make fun of yourself, who can?
So, yeah, but you're multi-talented. You're taking on multiple different roles, you know, really. So that's awesome that you're stepping out and doing that too, and showing your support for those activities. And maybe even kind of further into the discussion we were looking for today is some of those activities have different things that help help them go on, such as scoreboards and video boards and things like that. And we know you have one at Hibbing High School. Can you tell us kind of what led to getting a new scoreboard at the school?
So before I got there, they had a big construction project where they re-turfed the field, resurfaced the track, and we had a smaller, just a small board, not even digital, that was there for the original field. And then I had two faculty members and then one community member come in and say, what can we do to upgrade our board? And I said, let's look at fundraising. And we ended up going out and we got a local foundation, the Dr. Ben Owens Foundation, who donated. We had a community member, the Gustafson family, who wrote a big check to us. And then multiple businesses that are advertising on the board for the next 5 years. So literally it didn't cost the district a dime. And it was all done within about 2.5 months with the energy from that committee.
With a quick kind of turnaround like that, wow. It must have been like, so this was just something just waiting to happen, right? I mean, obviously the town was ready for it, the city was ready for it if it was able to get that amount of money raised in that short a time. So it seems like it was at the right time for the right interest there.
Yeah, and it was. The ability to be able to use the board and have videos up and to utilize it during track season, softball season, football, soccer, and then even right now we're looking at in the future having community events where we'll show movies.
That's awesome.
At the football field. So
yeah, hearing all those different activities that you're supporting there, were you thinking video the whole time when you started looking at this, or were you thinking, oh, we just need to replace this scoreboard to make it digital, and then video came after?
Yeah, video came after because we were looking at and we were thinking, okay, how much money are we truly going to raise? And we had two layouts that we were looking at. And once the money started coming in, we were like, well, the sky's the limit. Let's just go for it. And we were able to do that. One of the biggest things with the board is to have the ability to have live action on the board at the same time as it's going on, especially during a track meet, where you might not be over at the shot put, but it'll be up on the big board, on the big screen.
Nice. That's awesome.
It went from just making sure something was functional as a scoreboard to like, how can we make a huge impact in a wow factor almost?
Yeah. And then get kids excited about being in sports again.
Yeah. And you said all these different events that you were using it for. When you started, was it thinking, oh, we're just going to start with football and see where it goes? Or as you said, the sky started being the limit, did you just think, now we've got video, we can start implementing for all these different sports?
Well, our main focus was going to be on football and track. And then we knew we knew it was lined for soccer. Just those main sports. And then we also have our softball field out there, which our softball team plays probably half their games early on, and then they move over to their grass field. So it was mainly looking at the football and the track, because that's their main where they compete all the time. There's no other place for them to compete.
Okay.
And thinking about even just the very origin of this project too, right? I mean, you mentioned what you had there wasn't even incandescent bulbs. It wasn't even digital or light in any sense. No. And you went from that to a video board. What was that? I said, what was that process like? Did you have someone, you know, right away that thought, I know Justin and I are at marketing, right? So was Daktronics always right there? Or how did you kind of get to know what you could and couldn't have?
Well, we had, so I knew the gentleman, Brian, and I can't remember Brian's last name, but Brian was there the whole time and was familiar with him because he helped us put in our shot clocks, which was a mandate by the Minnesota High School League for girls and boys basketball this year. Mm-hmm. So when we told him this is what we were looking at, we looked at Daktronics and then we looked at a couple of other companies, but they weren't local. And what I mean by local, they were going to be flying in from Florida or Georgia. So we weren't going to have the ability to call them and have them here the next day, like with Daktronics and the folks they have stationed right here in Minnesota.
And again, because it was your first time having this video board, how important that was even too, right? Because this is a new experience for yourself and that school to go through something like this.
Yep. And it was important that if something went wrong, we would be able to just be a phone call away or be able to do a Google Meet and walk through it. And like I said, Brian has been there every step of the way. So anytime we needed anything, if he couldn't get it done, then he connected us to somebody else within Daktronics company.
Okay. And you said this is fairly recent. This was just installed. You said it was a short time span, about 2.5 months. But was that installed last season? Is that correct? Like late 2020?
Yeah. So it was installed last summer. And then we ended up our last two home games, we had it functional. And we had it functional for not only football, we had it functional for soccer. So our boys and girls soccer played a doubleheader out there, and we did, it was cancer awareness, and they were able to record who they were raising money for. For cancer research.
Nice.
So they were able to have their message on the board, which was pretty cool.
That is great. And I want to kind of dive in maybe more to that first use, but first even thinking of, you know, the installation process of this, because we always, you know, we joke with people, it's not like you're buying a TV and you take it home and you hang it up on a wall, right? So you had to deal with things like structure, running signal and power and everything to it. How was that whole process kind of from start to end? Did it go pretty smoothly or was it more than you thought that you needed?
Well, once we secured the funds and we start thinking about where we're going to put it, as you know, there started to be too many cooks in the kitchen. Everybody had an opinion on where it needed to go. But that did go fairly smooth because, again, we not only had Brian, we had our grounds, buildings and grounds supervisor came out, and we had to make sure we were putting it in a good spot where it wouldn't sink, it wouldn't sag. Mm-hmm. So that all went pretty smooth because we had to, like you said, with this kind of structure, we had to get a building permit.
Yeah,
because they were putting in those big beams. So,
yeah.
And then that went well working with the city. They expedited it and came out and did everything that they needed to do to make sure everything was legal.
The city wanted it.
Yeah, that's
from
good.
Everywhere in the city, they wanted this to go up.
Yeah.
Yes. So. And then, you know, you said the big beams that are going in the support structure, making sure it didn't sag or sink in. Did that have to do with, like, some of the size of the display as well? Or when you were looking at it, did you kind of say, okay, now with the funds we've raised, we can go this size? Or was that a process to get to the size of board you were looking at as well?
That was a process because we were looking at using the existing beams we had on the old scoreboard.
Okay.
And what happened was we ended up, we just... it got too big, so we weren't able to use those. We kept the existing board because it is a Daktronics board, so it's kind of our backup board right now. And we can use it in conjunction, so it's in sync with the video board. So if you look to your left, you still see time and score and down and distance. So
I like that repurposing, then they get it covered on both sides like that.
Yeah.
And then when you were getting this, and I know we're going to get to the control side of this kind of, but was it, did you kind of have an idea of how to control the board during, before it was installed, or kind of walk us through how you were planning to control it and like what type of people?
No, we had, well, I could tell you right now, I am not a tech guy. So we had, we did two trainings, and Daktronics came out, and I sent out an email for volunteers that would want to get trained in on the board. And now what we have is one of our media instructors, Mrs. Zubich, actually, as she was training two students yesterday on the board for a game on Saturday. But Mrs. Zubich is in charge of training students. So we're going to have students trained in that'll make content for the board, will run the board, and do some of the video and the different graphics that the kids are into. It's better to have them create it and do it because, again, I'm an old guy and they don't want to see the graphics I would put up there.
Well, you're an actor. Yeah. You're busy doing other
things. Right.
You gotta rehearse your lines. You don't have time to create content out there.
But that's awesome to hear that you're getting students involved right away. I'm kind of curious. You said you put out feelers for volunteers. Was that like anybody in the school or even school system, maybe school board or community, or how wide of a reach was that?
Just the school, within the school, because it was just trying to keep it to folks that would come in. And my thought process is just take care of the equipment because it's so expensive, and be mindful. If they didn't know what was going on, they would ask the question. They just wouldn't hit buttons.
Sure. Yeah, it's always good to probably think what you're doing before just hammering some buttons in the control room, right? And even with the students, you said they're creating content and things like that. Is that a like an extracurricular side of thing, or is that like a classroom type of thing you're doing with them for the display?
So that is a classroom thing. So they're gonna get credit for that in the classroom, and it is. It's kind of awesome because there's students who are looking to go into some of this graphic design and the different commercial stuff, and this gives them an opportunity to get their feet wet.
Absolutely. So you've got the board installed. You've reached out. You found people to help out with this. You got students creating content. So kind of a two-part question of going back to when you said you had that first event, kind of what was the overall, experience or feedback on that event with the new board? And then also what was it like for the students to see that for that first event?
It was crazy because you see the students see themselves up on the screen and they're having a good time. And we have the camera that you can get a live shot off of, and you would think that they were on national TV, but it just creates that good energy and helps them get ready to perform. I honestly believe when you have that kind of energy, the kids are going to perform better. They're going to bring more energy and more positivity to what they're doing. So,
yeah, that's awesome. And hearing you talk about how they're creating the content to impact those games, were they also helping with the sponsorship side of it? You said you got a lot of that to help kind of fund the display itself. Are they helping create some of that content for the game day as well?
Yeah, they will be doing that as well. They'll create a commercial depending on what your advertising dollars are with us. They'll create a commercial for you, and then that commercial will show so many times throughout a contest.
That's so cool. I'm sitting over here knowing that I'm jealous I didn't have this when I was in high school, but it sounds amazing. And we've been able to see a couple of students in classrooms near here kind of using some of our products and making those things, and I still get jealous hearing about it.
I think I had to do like PowerPoints when I was in high school for the school store, and it was just on the big old TV in the school store to say like what was on sale that day. That's about as far as I got on it.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I wasn't doing PowerPoint. I won't tell you how old I am.
Okay. We'll skip past that quick and move on. But you said you have plans for other uses, and you're thinking about even community events. Is that like movie nights? Is that what you said?
Yep. So they're looking at just like the old drive-in movies. So you come, you put a blanket down or sit in the stands and just enjoy a 2.5 hour, 3 hour movie and underneath the stars and just have a fun family atmosphere.
And I bet you're also looking forward to, you mentioned you had it for the last couple of games, but I mean, even coming into track season coming here eventually, because the snow is hopefully staying away for a while, but
right.
You're in northern Minnesota, so we all, not to say we all know, but if you're in the northern part of the United States, you know that spring can be a long, long ways away sometimes. But what are you kind of looking forward to the most, and is it, let's say you have an off season, right? But we talked about, I think, before the podcast too, of are you looking at other boards now, at other places you go to? Is it maybe other college games or professional games you go to, you're going to start looking and getting ideas on how to use the board?
Yeah, because it's just, again, I think it's limitless what you can do with the board. It's just a matter of having some creative people and letting them do their thing. So
yeah, I've heard this before. Good ideas can come from anywhere, right? So maybe your students are even going out and seeing different games,
exactly.
Or they're watching the madness happening with March and basketball and seeing some different things happening, and they're thinking, oh, maybe I could try something like that at our display at our football field for track or things like that.
Yep. Yeah. So, like I said, it's limitless, and we're not going to curb our kids' creativity. We're going to let them be creative, and as long as it's good family fun content.
Right.
You are reviewing it before it goes out to the board, so that is important.
Yes. Just, yeah. We are still dealing with 14 to 18-year-olds. So.
They all behave all the time. That's
right.
All we know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. So what's kind of your favorite part about having this new board that you get to play with and kind of have students run and see for those events, and you can use it for multiple things? What's kind of the your favorite thing, so to speak?
I would say the biggest thing is just having the visual of people being able to see a replay, or having them see their son or daughter up on the big screen and taking a picture of it and maybe sending it to family and friends, and they'll, and they'd be like, oh my God, where are you at? Are you at NFL stadium or a major league stadium? Typically that's what our board looks like.
That's awesome. Because you think about that, maybe you'd go back or you go to a different venue and you see that there's no video board to see that replay, mm-hmm. and something really cool happens, and then you start looking to either end, like, where's the replay? And it's not there. So it's cool to add that feature to your venues there.
Yeah, it is. So.
And has the feedback been good? I mean, we talked about maybe all the people at the beginning that were writing the nice checks out and everything. Are they very happy with the outcome too? And like the parents and all around, kind of what's been the overall feel of the board from around the community?
Well, it is. You still have a few naysayers that say it's too big. Why do we have it that big? But again, no matter what you do, there's always going to be a few. But overall, the folks that put money in and the overall community just love the having the opportunity for our students to be able to experience it. So.
Yeah, it's always good to have that opportunities, and there's the learning aspect behind it. Mm-hmm. Some people can come in and see the display, and like you said, it's too big. Why did it go that big? But then you look at the other side of it and say, our students are learning. There's a classroom aspect to this. There's way more to it than just what you might see on an event day, right?
And it's going to be in college, right? We talked about that too, and we never get tired of hearing that. As the kids learning at high school level, they really like it. Now maybe they'll go to college, not saying it's a deciding factor, but okay, what are the video boards like at this college? They have a good production staff. Maybe I want to continue my career and go there, because it is, like you said too, an actual career path of being on broadcasting and event production.
Yeah, it is. It's like you said, nobody sees everything that goes on behind the scenes. They just see the finished product and they think you did it that day. You got up at 8,
you winged
typed all that in by 8:30, and then you were drinking coffee by 8:45.
Right. Justin, so, I love social media, and sometimes we get that, oh, you do more than just post?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, there's a thought going on behind all
this?
Right,
right. We actually think it out, yes. But one final question for you is, you've gone through this process, you've got this new display, you've seen how it's used, you see how it impacts your students. Would you have any suggestions or advice for others kind of in a similar situation looking to add a video display to their school?
If you're going to do it, I would say give yourself at least a year. We were fortunate that we got it done in a quick amount of time, but I would say get in the planning stages, give yourself a year to make sure that you're getting everything you need, and maybe even have a, because I would have liked a little more training for earlier on for our folks, but we're getting it now. But just so they were more skilled when we got everything up and running.
Yeah, that's good advice, Keith. And it's kind of great to hear that from you. It's kind of exciting to hear how things are going, that things are kind of rolling and how it's having an impact on not only your school and your students, but your community as well. So I want to thank you for taking the time to come talk with us today and to tell us everything you've got going on at Hibbing High School.
No, I really appreciate you guys being patient, and we can finally get this done. And again, this is not solicited. They didn't give us a discount or anything, but yeah, our experience with Daktronics has been nothing but positive.
We appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we did not script that for him, so everybody does know it is true. Thank you very much.
I had to put that out there. So
we appreciate that. But thank you again for taking the time to talk to us today.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Daktronics Experience Podcast. Please subscribe at your favorite place to listen to podcasts to keep up with our latest episodes.